Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup, man. Having a great time with my guy Will Wilson. Hope you guys are having a great Wednesday as well. Beautiful day. It's going to heat up this weekend, so
yeah,
take advantage. Summer is, it's still here. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. Already started the hydration process.
As you should, man.
Yeah, hydration process. I'll have the cooling towels, all the good stuff to make it through.
Not only to...
To make it through.
Not only to keep yourself cold, but to clean the clubs, of course.
Yeah. So, again, I won't be here the next couple of days, but Will will be holding it down. He'll have a lot of good stuff. We'll still have... we'll have a member of the Salt Dogs tomorrow. We don't know who it is yet, but we'll have a member. Could be a special guest. We don't know yet. Would be fun if it happens. On Friday, Robin Washit, 9:15. He'll be from Indy. We'll get some post-reaction of Media Days. And then Dr. Dane Todd.
I like it.
Be awesome stuff, man. Also, by the way, we're going to pick golfers today, too, since I'm gone. So start looking at that. It's the 3M.
Wait, that's going on. Oh.
Starting tomorrow.
Right.
So yeah, we will pick our golfers today.
Okay.
To do that. So it's the 3M Open or something like that that it's called. 3M Open from the Twin Cities. There's some golfers in this one,
really?
Too, buddy.
Well, I guess no majors. You got to play at some point.
Well, I can tell you right now if I'm looking at some... I mean, you've got guys like DJ, Oosthuizen, the Cheater, Finau, Wolf, Garcia, Bubba Watson, who's back. Yeah, there's some guys on here to pick from. Steve Stricker. Stuart Sink.
Sink, there he is.
So, there he is. So we'll have some golfers to pick here shortly, but let's rock it. What's trending at 10? Oh,
what's going on? Manziel will be cut at the start of the year.
Do you think that Kyrie is worth all of this drama?
New fallout from the Astros cheating scandal, with some Astros players taking heat for how they're apologizing for the cheating. Oh, what's going on?
Here's what's trending at 10.
All right, I got to start out with this. We know Deion Sanders is the head coach over at Jackson State, and they're having their media days right now, the SWAC.
Yep.
Media days, okay. And it's virtual, of course, still is. But some reporter got on the Zoom and wanted to ask him a question. He opened the question off with calling him Deion, which is his name. But he got very upset. He quickly told the guy, hey, you don't call me Deion. You don't call Coach Saban Nick. And he's like, I do. I've called Coach Saban Nick. And he's like, Deion goes, no, you haven't. No, you haven't. And basically, Deion walked out of the press conference after the reporter called him Deion again. Now, if you ask me, It sounds kind of ingenuine. It looks ingenuine.
What does he want to be called?
He said he wants to be called
Coach Prime,
which is ridiculous.
Call me Coach Prime. Or at least he does not want to be called by his first name.
And by the way, Nick Saban did have a press conference yesterday, and he was called Nick like 8 times by reporters, and he didn't get mad once, so... Maybe you shouldn't be talking
sorry,
to other
Coach
coaches.
Prime.
All right, now you must call him Coach Prime. That is
he
the
did,
rule.
Coach Prime did tweet out, never walked out of a media day. I prolonged my time to answer another question, and the person thought it was cute to address me the way he did, so I dropped the call and went to the next outlet. Please don't allow a fool to fool you, because then nobody would truly know who the fool is.
Very nice.
Sorry, Coach Prime.
There's his response. You know, speaking of Nick Saban in that press conference, yesterday he mentioned that Alabama's starting quarterback, Bryce Young, he is close to already making 7 figures from NIL. And that's what Saban said yesterday. Hooks, are you surprised by that?
This is crazy, man. That's ungodly numbers, by the way.
And, I mean, just looking at how long NIL's been in effect... Only a few weeks.
And like Sam said, like, this guy hasn't even played yet. He made $1 million and started a game yet. Like, I think it's got him baffled by all this. Like, he's completely baffled. I love Lane Kiffin's comment, though. I don't even know what to respond. I don't even know how to respond to that, but that's great for him. He later joked, he doesn't need to play against us next year then. He's got $1 million.
Yeah, right.
You don't need to play against us.
It does make you happy, though, to see what athletes could have been making the past 20 years, like, now that they're finally able to make it.
There's also a lot, like, there's deals, but until you got the money, you don't have the money. He's got deals, but...
Okay, you got to get the money right. It's
you know what I'm saying?
It's projected amounts.
He's nearing deals.
Yes, that makes sense. Moving on, let's move over to some NBA. Of course, Congrats to the Bucks last night. And, of course, now eyes are going to be on the Damian Lillard situation.
Ooh, let's go.
What's going on up there in Portland? Kevin O'Connor, he's with the Ringer. He has 5 teams that are going to be aggressive to get Lillard. He's got the Knicks, the Heat, and the 76ers. But then he also added 2 more teams. And he's saying the Sacramento Kings and the Rockets are going to be in on Lillard. Now, if you ask me, Hooks, those 2 teams at the end there probably don't have good chances. But nonetheless, teams are lining up to try and get their hands on Damian.
Yeah, man, when you look at those teams, like, I think the Kings and the Rockets, no.
Unless they want to trade a pick.
Yeah, I think they're out for me.
Unless the Rockets want
to
trade that.
Who would you go, like, boy, I could see any of those other 3 teams, like the Knicks, the Heat, or the 76ers.
I mean, if he wants to win.
Like, if they're moving, if they're going to move Simmons, is it Simmons and Lillard movement?
And probably
few you're more taking pieces. That, right?
A few more pieces,
but you're taking that, right?
You're not taking Simmons straight up for Lillard. That's bank robbery. But I can see it happening. Plus, if Lillard wants to win a championship, Sixers are probably the best spot for that.
Yeah.
Miami, maybe. They were kind of off last year, but...
I mean, there can't enough be said about going to that big market in New York from the brand perspective and all that stuff.
I mean, that's intriguing. Plus, they're promising, right? They're coming up.
Yep.
They got a young team.
That'd be interesting.
There are a few pieces. Yeah, I'm serious to say the Knicks are a few pieces away from being decent. So we'll see.
You'd be interested to watch how that sweepstakes all turns out.
Maybe he doesn't even get traded.
If it turns out.
Maybe he doesn't even get traded. It could happen. Moving on, I want to bring this up, Hooks. Bob Boolsby, he was talking to Sports Illustrated, excuse me, and they were talking about the college football expansion, right? Well, Boolsby said that college football playoff leaders have discussed incorporating more bowl games into an expanded playoff. Now, what this would do, instead of first-round games on campus, they would play them at bowl sites, just like quarterfinals. Boolsby said, quote, "That's certainly an option." I don't know about you, but I think they need to avoid that as much as possible.
You got to avoid that, man. You got to avoid that. Like, if you're going to play these expanded games on campuses, like, that's, again, guaranteed revenue, guaranteed people butts in seats.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get that. You're not guaranteed. Look at all these bowl games. Now, again, matchups are different in some of these lower bowl games, right, and where they're at. But you have to think about this from the revenue perspective, from the acoustics of seeing a full stadium. You go to campuses, guaranteed. Playoff atmosphere, guaranteed.
It's amazing. Now, why is this happening? Why are they even talking about this? Here's my thought. It's so much money.
Sponsorships and money, and
it's the big heads
TV time, and
it's the big heads who's running these bowl games, inching towards and trying to tilt these guys.
Yep,
try and get them back. Try and get their bowl games back. Don't let them do it. College football.
Don't
playoff.
Let them do it. Stay away from it.
Glad we're on the same page on that.
Stay away from it.
Moving on, some more college football talk. So this is just a reminder, and Brett McMurphy tweeted this out yesterday.
Thank you, Brett.
The overtime rules have changed. It's official, okay? It's happening.
It is
this
official.
Season.
You're sure it's official?
We are going to have a different overtime rules this year in college football. Here they are. Teams are required to go for 2 points after a touchdown in the second OT. Second.
So they moved it up. Second OT.
Second OT. However, starting in the third OT and beyond, teams will only attempt 2-point conversions
okay.
until game is decided. We will no longer have the 25-yard 25-yard line.
We're not
going to
be like
starting there. It's 2-point conversions, and that's it. I don't know if I like that, but that's what it is. It's a rule.
Sure. It's just cutting down games and times and length.
Yeah.
You know?
There were a few games.
Fine.
There were a few games past few seasons that
fine.
Went very long.
It's fine.
It's fine, but I don't necessarily like it.
It's fine.
You're okay with it?
I'm okay with it.
All right.
Absolutely okay with it.
Moving on, I got this Olympic story.
Is this the Australians jumping on the bed?
This is not.
Okay.
No, but we already mentioned that story about the Ugandan weightlifter, basically fleeing and starting a new life in Japan, which, good luck to him. This is interesting. Poland. I don't know if they can count. Hooks, 17 people are allowed to travel. 17 athletes are allowed to travel and be on the team.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's the allowed number per the rules.
Okay.
Well, they actually ended up sending 23.
Whoa, what happened?
Well, I'm not
what
sure
happened?
What
they
happened.
Miscounted?
But they got to send 6 back.
Maybe more qualified?
Maybe. Even though maybe they thought you could bring more. Maybe they didn't read the rule book. I'm not sure.
Sneaking them in?
Nonetheless, that's going to be some difficult conversations to
wow.
be had. Hey, yeah, we...
Raise your hand if you want to volunteer to head back.
Yeah, right. It's on us.
I'll take volunteers first.
Go back to Poland.
Okay. Volunteers first, and then we'll go from there.
Sure, this isn't the first time.
Volunteers first, and then we'll go from there. That's how we're doing this.
The last story I got, and Dan Murphy with ESPN was tweeting about this yesterday. He said the NCAA spent $68 million on legal counsel in the 2019 fiscal year, which we all can think legal stuff, right? It was the Supreme Court and them,
yep.
Trying to get out of the lawsuit, basically trying to continue. They were spending all this money to make sure their athletes don't get money.
Yeah.
Which is a terrible look. It said 10 of its employees, Hooks, made more than $500,000. And President Mark Emmert topped the list.
He's a joker.
$3 million
yep.
is what he made.
Of course he did.
$3 million. Can you believe that?
To do nothing.
To do nothing but make sure athletes don't make money.
He's a joke.
Not a good look, man.
But they gave him an extension overwhelmingly.
They gave
Perfect.
Him an extension. And, I really don't think the NCAA is going to be much use here in
no,
the next few years.
They haven't been any use for years.
And this shows it. You got anything over there?
I just was looking. But, no, I mean, we covered a lot today. You know what? What I'm getting really tired of right now?
What?
Is every morning we wake up and one of the USA teams have lost a game.
Who lost now?
Women's soccer.
Oh, no.
They suffered an historic loss. It ended their 44-match unbeaten streak. Sweden crushed them. They fell 3-0.
Yikes.
They got popped.
Yikes.
That's now they got a rebound. Look. Now they got a rebound.
Now, see, we kind of expect that for the guys' team.
They got a rebound. I mean, we had basketball doing it. Team USA women's basketball was stunned by Australia. Kevin Love, by the way, is out. He withdraws from the U.S. Olympic team with a calf injury, so he is no longer there.
Thanks for showing up, Kevin.
He is no longer there.
What a bad look for Kevin. Sorry, I know he got hurt, but...
By the way, you mentioned this. We asked about this. Softball? Softball won. They are back. They won. Softball won. We'll give a positive to that.
Good.
But I feel like it's like something all the time. Like, oh, we lost. We're losing.
Yeah, it's preseason. They're getting things worked
I know,
up.
But it's like, come on, man.
Hey, you we know? Can't expect everything. There's a lot of good athletes in the world.
I know. Man, it's just like you don't want to wake up and get to that point. You will get some help on the Team USA roster coming up because now that the finals are over, it looks like quickly you get Booker will arrive, Drew Holiday will arrive, and Chris Middleton will arrive on the Olympic roster.
That'll help.
Because they've committed and they will. It looks like that they will be there soon.
Yep.
So that's going to help.
I like that.
But I don't want to wake up every morning seeing Team USA. Shocking loss.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. We hate to see it.
Dramatic fashion.
I'm confident they'll be fine. Our women's soccer team has been really good the past
long time. But you expect the greatness. You expect that doesn't happen.
You're right.
You just don't expect it to happen.
I am really excited. There's a lot of new sports in the Olympics this year. You know, baseball and softball are one of them. We haven't got that in a
very long time. Their last tune-up.
They did, okay.
Yep. So, it was like an eight-inning game. They won in eight innings, or if it was just one of those, but they ended up winning the game. So, softball, like I said, they beat Italy as they begin play in Tokyo.
Dude, surfing is an Olympic sport now, I believe. I'm trying to remember a lot of them. There's like nine new sports. Skateboarding, I even think they put in. I even think breakdancing might have been put in. Nah, I could be wrong on that.
Justin tweets in, it's too bad that if overtime is required, they just don't do the Oklahoma drill between two teams and the last one left standing wins. Yeah, Oklahoma drill. That's overtime.
I like that.
Let's go.
Put the biggest dude on each team in the middle?
No, the whole team. Just do it all.
Oh, really?
Two teams. Last one standing. Done. Win.
That would just turn into a brawl.
Hello.
Which isn't good. We saw that. What game was that at the end of the bowl season last season?
Oh, geez, that was a disaster.
Washington State. Washington State.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was Mississippi State. Mississippi
wasn't
State.
Where,
yeah.
Yeah.
Where the Pirates are. Yeah. Man, that was nuts. That was so fun.
Yeah. That was fun, man. So that's all I got, man. Let's pick some golfers, though. We got the 3M coming up. I'm going to give you want first pick, you want me? I'll take the first pick. That way you get two picks. Is that fair? Or do you want the first pick to take the best odds, and then I get two picks? I'm leaving it up to you because I've won like three straight.
Man. I got to find these rankings first. God, there's a big field. Okay. You can go first.
Oh, you can give me first pick? I'm looking. My computer is now...
Actually,
there we go.
If anybody wants to call in.
Yeah, call in, man.
You can pick my team this week.
Oh, boy. Will is going to give it up and let a listener choose his team.
402.
And I'm going to give their option. When they call in, they're going to have the option to pick first or take the double pick on the wraparound part.
402-466-3776. Pick my golf team. Call in. I've been doing bad lately.
There it is. Will is going to extreme measures right now.
All right,
you're gonna try to dethrone Hooksy.
You're live on the air. Please don't swear. Keep your radio turned down. What's your name? Hello,
this is John.
John,
what's up, man?
Perfect. I got John. We know John. He knows golf. You bet.
You got a ringer.
He cashed that John Rahm ticket a few months ago.
You've been waiting for this moment to try to dethrone me.
This is great. So, John...
I've won three straight, by the way.
Yeah, he's hot. So, I need your help, John. You're going to pick. Do you want the first pick, or do you want back-to-back picks after Hook's picks?
I'll take back-to-back picks.
Okay. Here we go. Let's go. You know what? I'll take the favorite, just to be there. I'm going to take DJ. I'm taking the favorite to win.
Okay. All right. John, you got two back-to-back picks here.
I will take... Is DeChambeau playing in it? I think he is, isn't he?
I don't have him on the current odds that I'm looking at. I don't think he's on there. I'll give you... Do you want the top five on the odds?
Give me the top five.
Here's the top five. I took number one. I took DJ, but in the preceding, like the four... Louis Oosthuizen will be there at the two. Patrick the Cheater Reed at three. Tony Finau is in the field. So there's some. You also have Matt Wolf, Sergio Garcia, Bubba Watson, Keegan Bradley. Let's go down a little bit. Steve Stricker, Stuart Sink, Gary Woodland, Ricky Fowler.
Wow. I'm going to take Patrick Reed.
Okay. I'm writing on my sheet. Cheater? Okay.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right?
I guess.
All right, and then another pick, John.
I'm going to go off the board here. Joel Damon.
Yes, I like it. He's consistent.
Man, I like that pick. That's a good pick. Sneaky.
He's consistent. He's like a consistent 2-under guy every week. It's a safe pick.
I get two now, then we'll get back to John's last. So here's how I'm going to play this thing. I am going to go. These are my two picks. You ready?
Okay.
Just because I want to go off the board, and I think it's fun to go off the board a little bit, too. I mean, that's not like off the board, but it's not. I'm not going to stay and go, Louis U stays in and blah, 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 right? Take the faves. So give me Bubba Watson. Okay?
Okay.
And a guy that's been good to me that has made cuts recently, I'm taking Ricky Fowler.
Wow. Hey, he's playing good recently.
I'm taking Fowler. It's not about winning. It's just about best score.
Might not be a bad pick. By the way, Bubba going off at plus 3,500. Yeah, you might want to get on that.
Down the board a little bit.
Might want to get down on that. All right, John, you got one more pick.
Ooh.
Matt Kuchar. Got Kuch way down there.
Here's one I think that is rounding into form. Had a great round at the British. Brant Snedeker.
Oh, is he on there? Let me make sure. I'm looking for his name.
He's on there.
Just want to make sure. I don't want you to have to. He did have a great. Was that the final round? We had a great round.
He always plays good over there. Although he hasn't been doing much. That was seeing him play over the weekend was the first time I've seen him in a few months.
Can't find him on the odds, but we're going to give you Snedeker. Pick one more in case I can't. In case he's not, just so.
Give me Pat Perez.
Oh, he's on there. Nice. He's such a good pick.
He's a class.
Somebody off
too.
The board's going to win this weekend. Mark my words.
I think you're probably right, man. Right. There's some other guys. All right, John, man. We'll keep you up to date on this.
If you beat Hooks, we got something for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, if you beat me, we got something for you.
All right. Hey, Hooks, good luck in the member guest. Fairways and greens, my friend. Yeah, and lots of beer.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you. It'll be a good time regardless.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks, John.
You too, man. Thank you. Good stuff there, man. I was looking for Snedeker, but I was just like scrolling really fast. So if he doesn't get Snedeker on that board, then he will get Pat Perez. Dustin texted in, by the way, and said, give me Bubba, Tony Finau, and Stricker.
Okay. Who was that? That was who?
But I took Bubba, and he said, give me Louie.
Wait.
Dustin would have, for keeping score, he would have Tony Finau, Stricker, and Louie for his. I'll write those down, too.
That's a good pick.
I'm like beating two listeners in one weekend.
Get out of here. Listen to you. Listen to you.
I'm feeling a little confident.
Well, yeah, you are. You got member guests coming up. You got.
Well, I'm not feeling confident about that. I'm feeling about coming out a good time.
It's gonna be stogies and bogeys for you.
Oh, well, it'll be a lot of
for
stuff.
The next few weeks.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun stuff. I'll have you guys tune in on the cart, so don't worry.
Well, maybe we'll get a making the turn update from Hooks. You know,
you'll get text from me like you do all the time on that. So, by the way, we didn't mention that. I know we're getting out of here shortly, but Kevin Kisner, what he did in the final round of the Open was awesome.
Yeah.
He didn't have a playing partner. He played 18 holes in 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
And shot 2 under.
This is amazing. That is speed.
Kiz was like, all right, I got nobody. Let's hit the ball. Boom, boom, boom. I got an airplane to catch. I'm out.
Kiz is great. Let's get Kiz on the show sometime.
Dude, he would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
So, who knows, man? So,
we got Jameson up next.
Jameson up next, man. Like I said, I'm out tomorrow, but you got Will be in the house, and he will have Henry T. Buchanan, by the way, he will also be here. And someone from the Salt Dogs. Not quite sure. I'll get confirmation who it'll be. So you guys have a great hump day, a great weekend, man. I will catch you on a Monday. We'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the Morning Hump.